Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling, and I am your host, BDC. And yeah, I got a little episode for y'all planned for today. We're gonna be talking about some AEW, a little bit of WWE, you know, Tony Khan, you know, got the Briscoes, basically, you know, on AEW Dynamite this week. You know, Mark Briscoe is going to be, he's going to have a match with Jay Lethal to celebrate, you know, his brother, you know, basically like a tribute, you know, like a tribute show. They called it a tribute show, but, you know, they had like, you know, they had a video, and then Mark Briscoe was the main event with Jay Lethal. So, you know, we'll get into that. We're going to get into what Nikki Bella had to say about WWE. Brian Cage's contract coming up is about to expire soon. And then we're going to get into the key points of this week's wrestling. Well, at least Raw and AEW Dynamite so far. So, but yeah, you know, we got some stuff to talk about a little bit. So let's get this episode started. Hey everybody, let's get right into this episode. Got some, you know, a few things to talk about. Like I said, let's get into this Brian Cage's contract expiring soon. Where do y'all think, you know, he's going to end up? I personally hope that he signed back with AEW. I think they're starting to use him right. You know, he's got a lot of big matches. You know, he hasn't been winning some of them, but, you know, it's not the point. You know, the point is to entertain and get a lot of TV time, you know, and get your name out there, you know. And I think he's been doing that. You know, if you want to judge off of maybe 2 years, you know, they haven't been really booking him all the way, but they're starting to get him right now. But, you know, he can, you know, leave his options open. Maybe, you know, a WWE run, maybe. I don't know if they want to, you know, if WWE would use him, right? That's just the chance he take, you know. They don't have a lot of big guys right now on the main roster of WWE. So, you know, he might be a good fit. Or, you know, he can go back to TNA where he did win the TNA, you know, the Impact Championship. Which, you know, they got a TV deal or whatever. I don't watch TNA, so I don't really know. If Brian Cage goes there, I probably won't be watching him much. I'm not the biggest TNA fan. But yeah, you know, I think he's doing really good, you know. He had a really good match with Bryan Danielson, you know, this week. And, you know, I think he is the Ring of Honor 3-man championship. I'm not sure what they call that belt. That belt to me, those belts don't make no sense to me. Trios championships or something, or I don't know. Like, he should drop that belt and just go, you know, solo. He don't need a group. I don't even know who's part of that group. But yeah, that's my thoughts on that. I think he should just stay in the AEW. You know, Tony Khan has been booking him right recently. So, you know, I think it's only a good fit for him to stay there. But, you know, like I said, you know, he has history with Impact, so he's never been in WWE. So I don't know how I feel about, you know, him going to WWE. He got the look. He's really, really good. You know, they can repackage him. And hopefully if he did go to WWE, he keep his name Brian Cage. That is a nice, you know, that's a sick name, Brian Cage. So I don't know. I'm gonna keep an eye on that, you know. You know, I will always report the, you know, news when, you know, things happen. So hopefully in a couple of weeks, I'll be reporting that he signed back and I'm happy. If not, it sucks to see him go to Impact because I don't watch Impact. I don't mind seeing him go to WWE. I watch WWE, obviously. So, but yeah, you know, we got some more other news this week that was kind of odd a little bit. If you watch Raw 30, you didn't see the Bella twins. And Nikki Bella, she called out WWE over not talking about the women's evolution. And it kind of was weird that, you know, you're celebrating 30 years. Was it 30 years? Yeah, 30 years of Raw. And, you know, for them not to have, you know, the women featured on there heavy, you know, really, really heavy, it's kind of bad, you know, a little bit. It is kind of bad, you know. At the same time, they did, you know, they talked about Ric Flair. I mean, Charlotte Flair, they announced her basically as the greatest woman of all time. But they didn't really give props to the women who helped that division before Charlotte. And, you know, Nikki Bella, I guess, talked about they didn't mention the women's evolution because Sasha Banks was a big part of it. And they didn't want to mention her, which is really, really petty if it's true. But Nikki Bella, to me, I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody say. Nikki Bella has always been one of my favorites. Lover or hater, she's a damn good character, really good heel, big, big part of the women in WWE, period. I don't care what you say, if you're not a fan or anything, she's a big part of that. And she deserves to be, you know, she deserves to be talked about and be featured on the show big time, not just a segment backstage or something like that. So I'm going to understand maybe why she didn't, you know, go to Raw 30, which it sucks because I was looking forward to seeing her. I'm a big Bella fan. You know, I like the Bellas. You know, a lot of people don't like them, say they can't wrestle. Say what you want. She wrestled. She had good matches. She's had the title before. Nikki Bella is good. You don't like her, don't watch her. That simple. She's good in my book. She's one of my favorite heels out of the women. Probably top 10. Definitely top 10. But I would have to, you know, we'll have to talk about that in another episode. Maybe we'll do a list of top 10 heel women, you know, women of WWE or something like that. Maybe we'll see about that. That might be another episode. We'll call it the Bellas and the rest. Now that sounds kind of corny. Well, let's get into Tony Khan making Mark Briscoe and Jay Lethal official for Dynamite. And I wonder how the hell did they get that to happen? They didn't get it the week his brother passed, but they got it the week after. And you got to give Tony Khan a lot of credit. You know, he made it happen. I was surprised when I got online. Like, I was like, what? Mark Briscoe versus Jay Lethal? And, you know, at the same time, I was like, you know, a lot of people said, you know, Mark Briscoe wasn't the problem. You know, wasn't the one that really, I guess, said what his brother said or whatever. So, you know, really it was no bad beef. You know, he was just, I guess, you know, just part of it, you know, that's his brother. So, but, you know, the match they had was crazy. It definitely was close to a 5-star match. Like, it seemed like Jay Lethal was more emotional than his brother, than Mark Briscoe. It seems like, you know, everybody take death different. And it seemed like, you know, Mark Briscoe, he might have already, you know, been, you know, very sad for like last week and might be cool and, you know, it might be over where he ain't, you know, crying a lot or, you know, maybe he's just different. But it seemed like Jay Lethal was like, it seemed like Jay Briscoe was Jay, you know, was related to Jay Lethal because he was like really trying to hold it in during this match. And for them to put on damn near a 5-star match is really, really good. It's incredible. And, you know, it's in the main event, you know, all eyes on you, you know, and, you know, the match is over with and everybody comes out the locker room and it's a feel good moment, you know, really good moment. I thought really, really good. And, you know, and then before the match, like, I think it was like in the middle of the show, they actually had the tribute video, you know, celebrating Jay Briscoe's life. And really, 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 really sad. Just a lot of his good moments. some WWE guys featured in there, Kevin Owens, and it was a good video. Very well put together. I don't know what else to say. It was just like, I wish like they would have been on AEW a little bit more or more for me to see more of their matches. You know, the Briscoes or, you know, I heard were just really, really good. And I got to go back now and watch some of their matches and stuff like that. You know, just good matches. Nothing, I hear nothing but good about them. Like, and one of the, people say one of the best matches they had of like all time is the Briscoes and FTR. That the dog collar match was really, really good. And I missed that match. I didn't see it. Got to watch it. You know, I watched some of the Ring of Honor stuff. Maybe one night, you know, when I get on YouTube, I'll just YouTube some of the matches and check them out. You know, it sucks, you know, but the one good thing is good out of this is from what I hear, Mark Briscoe, it's clear, he's cleared to be on AEW TV now. So not going to say that he's going to find another partner or replacement, but who knows, maybe he might go solo. And, you know, they haven't decided, I guess, what they're going to do with the tag titles yet. I'm assuming he's going to forfeit and they'll have like a tournament, you know, and maybe, you know, in memory of his brother, and they'll probably, you know, show a lot of stuff, maybe some clips and stuff like that. I hear the first, the next pay-per-view of Ring of Honor, they're going to have a tribute, another tribute show. And the first Ring of Honor episode is going to be a tribute show too. So yeah. So, you know, they're showing their respect and, you know, as they should, you know, he was really, really big in Ring of Honor and is part arguably one of the biggest guys in Ring of Honor. So that makes sense, you know. Kudos to Tony Khan for making things happen and, you know, keeping his name alive. And, you know, Ring of Honor, you know, hopefully they have a good year this year. You know, they got their own show and coming up and they're going to be on the app. I think it's like $9.99. I forgot the name of it. It's called Some Honor, but they'll have more news on TV if you keep watching. I don't remember the name, but it's like $9.99, though, I know, and you get all the shows, and they might have some New Japan stuff in there. So, yeah, you know, they got a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of stuff coming. We just don't got no date yet. And when they get a date, y'all can find out on Talkers BDC Wrestling. Y'all know I got the news always for y'all. So let's get into the last thing. The main event of Friday's show is always going to be Key Points. Key Points is something I'm going to keep. And, you know, let me know how y'all feel about that. You know, we're going to do just the Key Points for, you know, the stuff that already happened on TV. And, you know, just like a little rundown. So we're going to get into that right now. Let's talk about Raw 30, Bray Wyatt, and the Biker Taker. They had a feel-good, you know, moment, passing the torch kind of moment, where he was going to chokeslam. He's going to choke slam LA Knight. And he basically threw him in the Sister Abigail. And, you know, he got hit with the Sister Abigail. And Undertaker walked by and he whispered something in his ear that nobody knows what he said. But that was one of the best moments in wrestling in a long time. Undertaker coming out to the American Badass song, Kid Rock. I popped like a little kid. One of my favorite moments, it was my favorite moment from Raw 30, hands down. Probably best thing to happen this week in a long time. Bray Wyatt and Undertaker in the ring is just something special. And I love the fact that he kind of passed the torch to Bray Wyatt officially. And yeah, you know, let's get in. The next thing I want to talk about for these key points is Sami Zayn and the Bloodline, or Samuel Uce. Good segment. It's funny how Paul Heyman kind of turned on him, and he's been the one kind of mentoring him and helping him out and stuff like that. And he just turned on Sami completely. And Roman don't seem too convinced that he's not guilty. But he said, you know, he's not guilty for now, which that whole segment was crazy. Solo Sikoa about the giving us Samoan Spike and Jey Uso saving him and pleading his case for him. And I can't wait to see what they do with that. And, you know, it seems like it's going to come to a head at the Royal Rumble. That was a really, really good moment for Monday Night Raw 30. Let's just talk about, let me see. Easily the match of the week. One of the best matches this week. Bryan Danielson versus Brian Cage. Match was damn good. Cage proved that he can go with the best. And, yeah, you know, I've always been big on Brian Cage. And that just proved it right there that he can go with the best. Let's talk about the end of AEW Dynamite this week. Like I said earlier in the show, feel good moment. Love the ending of the show, how everybody got together. And, you know, his brother, Mark Briscoe, got to celebrate and got to win his match. I'm pretty sure they kicked it and had fun at the end. That was a really, really good way to end the show. Very emotional end. And yeah, that's it for the key points this week. You know, on a side note, Raw 30 was really, really good. Really good show. If I had to take away one thing from the show, I was kind of disappointed with the end, how they kind of rushed it. Like, come on, Triple H, you got to buy those extra, like, 2 minutes. Brock Lesnar came out there and F5'd Bobby Lashley and Austin Theory so quick and walked, like, he stormed off right away. I was like, damn, like, you know, it was like, as soon as, like, three count, one, two, three, it was over. Like, the show cut. I was like, man. But good Raw 30. You know, we're not going to get into all the details of it and stuff like that. But if you didn't watch it, go back and watch it. Really, really good show. You know, it was better than what I thought. I didn't think it was going to be that good at first. And it ended up being really, really good, you know. But, yeah, that's all I have for now for this week. We're going to do something different on Sunday's episode. We're going to do the Royal Rumble Fallout for Sunday. We're going to talk about the Royal Rumble and everything that happened on that show. So we're not going to get a traditional just talking about different stuff, you know, more in the week. We're just going to talk about the Royal Rumble Fallout and maybe some stuff that happened on SmackDown and Rampage this week. So, yeah, you know, before we leave this episode, don't forget to share, like, and, you know, if you're on Spotify, hit that sub button to follow the channel. And, yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for, you know, listening to the podcast. And I appreciate y'all to keep coming back, listening. I appreciate everybody. And I will see y'all Sunday morning, you know, with the Royal Rumble, with the fallout of the Royal Rumble. And hopefully the Royal Rumble is lit this year. Like, I'm really, really want to get a good Royal Rumble. You know, sometimes they're hit and miss. This is the first Royal Rumble pay-per-view where Triple H is running things. So I know Triple H is going to knock it out the park. I will see y'all Sunday. And hopefully I'll be super hyped about that episode of the Royal Rumble Fallout. Until then, I will see y'all on the next episode. Laters.